Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO with Bare Naked Ladies, one of Canada's favorite exports. And along with Craig Stevens, I don't know if you knew this, but he's also Canadian export. Actually, he visited Canada once and they threw him out of the country. Isn't that right?
I left my toque in the office.
Yeah, your toque. Yeah.
What is a toque?
It's a hat. Yeah, oh, it's a okay. little kind of hat there that they wear. Well, no, it's like kind of a big hat with a little pom-pom on the top.
That's a toque?
That's a toque, yeah. Mm-hmm. Think back to your the Canadian Educational Program, SCTV, with Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas.
Educational Program.
Yes, yes. They did the
comedy show,
Great
right?
White North sketch that they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Good day, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, the do you know?
No, I don't, but you'll fill me in, won't you?
A little tidbit about Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They have more donut shops per capita than any other country, and this is the truth.
Do they really?
I'm not making that up. I know it sounds like something I'm making up.
It does sound like that.
Lots of donut shops.
They're really there. That popular in Canada.
I don't know why. Apparently so. Apparently, donut shops or, you know, donuts are a big deal in Canada.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea, although I've only set foot into the Niagara Falls, the Canadian part, once. Mm-hmm. In my life, that's my sole Canadian visit.
Did they kick you out?
No, but I was enthralled with the falls and not really worrying about donuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been in Canada a few times, different places,
mm-hmm.
and I do remember in Kingston. Is Kingston? That's a Canadian city, right?
It might be.
Okay, I was over there.
Uh huh.
And I did, prior to learning that tidbit mm-hmm. about donut shops,
mm-hmm.
I did think to myself at one point during the drive that, boy, there are a lot of donut places. It, you know, this is like a downtown type of thing on every
very,
corner.
You're just a very, very wise, observant
no,
man.
No, but when you see a big thing with a big donut on a sign, you yeah. know, or whatever, and I thought that, and then, I don't know, months later, even who knows how long later, I discovered, probably from Uncle John's Ultimate Bathroom Reader.
Mm-hmm. That important research tool.
Right, that there are more donut places in Canada than any other country, you know.
On a per capita basis.
On a per capita basis.
Wow. See, I had no idea. See,
I am filled with knowledge, my friend.
If you would have told me that, you know, Canadian bacon places, you know, I would say, well, duh, Canadian bacon, Canada. Of course, there'd be a ton of places with Canadian bacon, which is basically just fried ham.
Is that all it is?
That's all it is. I had Canadian bacon while I was up there.
You did?
I had authentic Canadian bacon.
Okay.
I haven't been the same since. But man, it was tasty, though.
Was it good?
Oh, come on. Fried ham?
Yeah.
What can go wrong there?
Yeah, and you can't do that here.
No.
It doesn't taste the same, even though all you're doing is frying the ham.
Yeah, but it's just...
Maybe it's those Canadian...
Well, there's... yeah, it's that Canadian
pigs.
Flavoring that they use.
No, maybe they feed the pigs something different. Does ham come from pigs or cows?
Ham is from pigs.
Okay, so the Canadian
you just realize you lost
flavor.
All of your credibility now. You don't even know that ham is from pigs, and then we're going to go and believe you with the Canadian donut story.
I am
now skeptical, I must say.
I don't blame you, but maybe the Canadian pig has a better flavor than the American pig.
I'm thinking they're just colder.
And that makes the Canadian bacon taste
less stressed and more flavorful. I don't know. I'm just grasping at straws
here.
Think
about it. What do you do with meat usually when you bring it home if you don't cook it right away?
You freeze it.
Well, then
to keep it well. Yeah. See. So all right. We're on to something here.
They're being kept.
Said the two boneheads from downstate.
They're being kept.
Hey, you know, if you freeze meat, it keeps longer. Yeah, I knew that.
Ugh. You're freezing one when they're alive.
We're getting paid for this crap. You realize that?
I know, Bob. So let's keep it on animals today. I did have something.
Shall
from
we
Uncle
keep
John's.
It on animals?
Yeah.
What kind of animals?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question to see if you knew.
Yes, ham comes from pigs. I knew that.
In the zoo. Okay. Zookeepers.
Uh-huh.
They get bitten often.
I would imagine they do.
You know, just from various animals.
I would imagine they do.
Right. You know, they're feeding, you know, little things. Animals are very unpredictable. Which animal do you think zookeepers get bitten by more than any other animal in the zoo?
Sloth.
Why would you say sloth?
It just came to my mind first. I would, realistically. All right, tigers, lions, okay, something along those lines.
No, no, no. Then we'd be hearing about a lot of deaths. Tigers and lions don't take a little nip, and then somebody goes and gets a Band-Aid.
You don't even know that ham comes from pigs. You're going to tell me you're an expert now in lions and tigers and their biting habits?
Lions and tigers. How many zookeepers are getting right in there saying, here you go with a slab of
ostrich.
Meat in your hand?
How about that? Ostrich, does that make you feel better?
I wanted a guess that made some sense.
I'll go with ostrich,
okay.
Alex, for 400.
Ostrich is not correct. Take another guess. I was surprised.
All right, so if you're surprised, and I'm thinking that means it's a smaller animal
that maybe feels
more threatened by the zookeeper.
It's not necessarily a smaller one, and I would think like monkeys, because they're mean. Monkeys can be mean.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Speaking of that, now you made me think of something else that I've heard are vicious. I don't know that you would find them necessarily in zoo. Yeah, I've seen them as cardinals. Cardinals or blue jays?
Are vicious?
They're vicious. I've heard many stories of, like, blue jays would swoop down and attack animals.
What do you mean? Maybe they're
so
just
maybe it's
trying
a blue jay.
To eat.
Well, yeah, they're trying to eat, but they're just, they're more predatory than the average, like, say, swallows or pigeons that stand there and let buses run them over.
Exactly. With that little, what sound is that? Well, that's the New York City pigeon sound, inhaling too much smog.
Just prior to getting run over by the Q-37.
So the answer is not ostrich, sloth, or blue jays.
Do you have an answer?
Or cardinals.
Do you have an answer
for me? Yeah, I
have
an answer. I was thinking that you'd get closer. All right.
You want to give me one more hint? Or you just let's.
If I give you a hint, you'll know because it's hard to give a hint for this animal.
Yeah.
You still want the hint?
Yeah, I want the hint.
Stripes.
That would be zebra.
Right.
I briefly thought zebra.
Why?
But that, I don't know, because they're colorful, and I thought zebra stripes, and
No, colorful. What? They're black and white. They're not colorful.
All right.
Number one.
Well, the contrast okay. makes them more colorful,
and makes them want to bite more.
Yeah, it makes them angrier than your average horse that doesn't have the stripes, or the pig that comes from bacon, or vice versa, or the two-toed, or in some cases three-toed sloth.
So the. Let me get this straight. The black and white stripes caused the zebra to be angry. With life in general.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
I got nothing. I'm from Queens, okay? We don't have these animals running around.
So,
we have dogs, cats, squirrels, and rabid rats.
All right. So the end result is zookeepers get bitten by zebras more than any other animal in zoos.
Okay.
So they tend to have a bad attitude.
Apparently they do.
Okay. Did you also know, and I learned this when I went to Disney with the kids, that...
I hope you went with the kids, because without one, I'd have questions.
Yeah, I'm walking around by myself. Hi, did you like the Buzz Lightyear ride, kids?
Hi, Pluto, yeah.
Stay away from that man.
That's creepy.
All right. Giraffes.
Giraffes.
Have, they, you know how they put the shoes on horses?
Mm-hmm.
They put them on giraffes. In zoos and in places like Disney in their animal kingdom.
I went to this real state-of-the-art avant-garde zoo not too long ago. With
a high-heeled giraffe?
No, they had Crocs on.
Really?
Very comfortable. They're walking around. They didn't get any bunions or anything.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
Amazing.
Holding cups of tea,
wearing their Crocs.
No, but they put, like, not horseshoes, giraffe shoes on giraffes because, you know, their feet
get, right.
you know, all whatever. And I learned that from a zoo person there that worked for them. We were out there. We were looking. You're in the hotel. I tell you
this.
You
ever have giraffe meat, by the way?
Is that made from pigs?
So it tastes like chicken.
No. So we're there, and we're looking out. We're on a Disney property.
You're on a Disney property. Back to the Disney story.
Right. I'm trying to tell you something.
Okay.
And as usual, you don't listen.
No, I just like to veer off.
All right. So before you veer off again, before we saw the angry zebras.
Mm-hmm.
Due to their stripes.
Yes.
Because I will say to you, the zookeeper did say to us, you know, zebras tend to be angry because they're black and white. You know.
Fascinating.
Yeah. We're looking
just
out.
Just fascinating.
From the hotel, and you're just looking at these trees and things. And all of a sudden, Cameron goes, is that a giraffe? Because it wasn't like we were in the section where you drive through and see the animals.
Suddenly there was a giraffe walking around in the bird sanctuary.
You're missing
wow,
my
Dad,
point.
Wow, Dad, look at the size of that bird. Wow.
Being attacked by cardinals. The long-necked bird.
Yeah. How does that thing fly without wings, Dad?
You ruined it for me now. I'm done. I'm not even going to tell the rest of the story.
Oh, come on. No. There are minions out there that want to know the end
of
this
story. There's not much more to, after that, there's nothing more really to say. It was just strange because he was about 20 feet away.
Uh-huh.
You didn't expect it, but at the Animal Kingdom, they set it up that way.
I see.
And then all of a sudden, the angry zebras came by as well.
They ruined everything.
No, they didn't. They just took, everybody just left who was viewing the animals. Ah, the zebras are here.
Yeah, that's right. Because the zookeepers told them on the way in, watch out for those zebras. They bite. They bite along with Blue Jays Cardinals.
I got to go.
That two-toed sloth.
And the flying giraffe.
That tastes like chicken. And the flying giraffe with no wings. That's a strange zoo that you went to. And, of course, the giraffe with the Crocs on. Oh, boy. All right. We got about 3 minutes away from 9 o'clock here at WCDO.